Take me to the place I used to run. Remember the house where I was born.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And today we have a great lesson for you.
Well, no, hold on a second. We have an amazing lesson.
Well, I mean, great, amazing, I don't know. What's the difference, really?
What's the difference? All right, you know what? Maybe we should talk about this later. For now, we need to talk about how to argue professionally.
Right. At work, you're going to meet people that you disagree with. But at work, you can't just yell at them.
Yeah, you can't call them names. You know, you're a stupid face.
Yeah, stupid face. Yeah.
Or punch them in their stupid face.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be able to argue professionally and in a more civilized way.
Ooh, civilized. Yes, so today we have a dialogue between two coworkers, and they're arguing so civilly.
Okay, so let's go ahead and listen to those coworkers and see what they're arguing about.
All right.
Brian, do you have a minute to chat about the project?
Sure, what's up?
I've been looking at the analytics, and it seems like the project is running out of steam. It might be good to consider a new direction.
Oh, I didn't know that's how you felt. I'm aware that it's been slow going, but I feel it's important to give it more time.
That's a good point. And you've done a great job putting it together, but frankly, it's getting difficult to find funding.
Thanks. I appreciate you saying that, but as you know, it's always been hard to find funding.
My main concern is that this time it's different because we don't have anything to show for our work.
I think that might be a bit of an overstatement, or maybe I just see things differently.
I fully understand where you're coming from, but I don't know if management is going to share that sentiment.
I think we can at least agree on that.
What if we tried coming up with a contingency plan, just in case things don't work out?
Okay, I think I can manage that.
Okay, so we just heard a dialogue between Brian and his coworker.
Okay, and the coworker says, Brian, do you have a minute to chat about the project?
Right, I like chat. It's casual. It's friendly, right?
It sounds friendly.
It sounds friendly, yeah.
But you never know. I mean, some kind of argument could really follow, some kind of disagreement, and that's what we see here.
Yeah, yeah. So it looks like Brian, he's been looking at the analytics.
Okay, so analytics makes me think about Google Analytics.
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of like statistics, right?
Yeah, data and mm-hmm. the way that you can use the data.
For sure, yeah. You have to analyze it to increase your, you know, your user base.
Yeah, exactly. So Open Language has tons of analytics. Connor and I, that's not really what we focus on.
No.
But Jenny is constantly checking those analytics.
Yeah, yeah. So he's looking at these analytics and he says it seems like the project is running out of steam.
Okay, so steam power.
Mm-hmm.
That's a throwback to the 19th century.
Yeah, back to those old steam engine trains.
Yes, exactly. So when you're running out of steam, it's kind of like your phone is running out of power.
Power, energy, yeah. You can say this like if it's a job that you've been doing for a while and you're getting really tired, running out of steam.
Yeah, you're just kind of slowing down. Mm-hmm. It's not going anywhere.
Right, it's not going anywhere, yeah. And we use this expression, it seems like. This is a great expression. When you want to give your opinion, it's good to say it seems like.
Yeah, of course. Because then it's not just your opinion. It's more or less objective, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, you're giving your feeling about something.
Okay, so in this case, the project is running out of steam. It's slowing down. And it might be good to consider a new direction.
Right, so this is classic, arguing professionally or civilly. You're being very indirect.
Yes, you have to be indirect.
Yeah.
Because what we could say here is we need a new direction.
Right, and that might come across a little bit like an attack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then we combine, it might.
Yeah,
we're not even saying it may.
Right.
Even saying may is pretty indirect.
Yeah.
But might. We might need
it's
to do
possible,
this.
Maybe.
It might be good. And then they add that other to consider.
Right. So we're not even close to doing this. Maybe we should maybe think about it.
Possibly. It might be good to maybe consider a new direction is another way they could have said that.
Right. So the key here is no strong opinions.
Right. Yeah. Now, consider is just think about.
Mm-hmm, yeah, think about. Yeah, ponder something.
Ponder. Okay. So Brian says, I didn't know that's how you felt. He knows the project has been slow going,
mm-hmm.
but he feels it's important to give it more time.
Right. So slow going here, just like it looks, kind of slow, not busy.
Yeah, and we always just use this as, you know, it's slow going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was slow going. It has been slow going.
Yeah, so like maybe something takes time to pick up speed.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And then another little great phrase here, kind of similar to it seems like, is I feel it's important.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we could say I think it's important, but feel makes it more... like, it's just my feeling, so if you disagree, don't blame me.
Yeah, just a feeling, man. Yeah. You know, like, you know, sometimes you're in love, sometimes you're angry. Mm-hmm. I can't control my feelings, man.
Yeah, it's the way you make me feel.
The way you make me feel. Little MJ for you guys there. Okay, and then the coworker says, that's a good point. And you've done a great job putting the project together.
Yeah, so first of all, that's a good point. It's always good to recognize that other people may be correct about things.
Sure. You know, I know that took me about 25, 26 years to understand.
But I'm still learning that.
Still learning.
Yeah, yeah. But it's also always good to give somebody a compliment.
Yes, exactly. In fact, for years, we always talked about the compliment sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, you want to criticize someone, you know, the project sucks, but you want to put that in a sandwich in which the bread of the sandwich would be a compliment, right? Like, hey, Adam, you know, like, those are really nice shoes. The project sucks. And
I like your hair.
And I like your hair.
Yeah, that way you can swallow it, right? If it's like a sandwich. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, another word here that this one actually is pretty... this one is one of the more direct words.
Yeah, yeah.
It's frankly.
Frankly. And it just means in an honest way.
Yes, honest and... yeah, like almost... here's a phrase for you. Brutally honest.
Oh, yeah. Brutally honest. Yeah. So, yeah, it is sometimes necessary to be a little more frank.
Right. Now, you'll often see this word with another word, speaking.
Yeah, yeah, frankly speaking.
Right. So, frankly speaking, you know, whatever, you have dumb shoes. Whatever it is.
All right. So, in this case, frankly, it's getting difficult to find funding.
Funding. Okay. Kind of sounds like fun.
Yeah, fun, but it's not necessarily fun here.
I guess if you are the one who is getting the money, which funds are. So, of course, fund, you guys know, could be like a big organization that collects money to give to, could be anything really, could be a charity.
A charity fund, right?
A lot of times when I try to use my bank card, it will say insufficient funds.
Right, yeah,
meaning
yeah.
You don't have any money.
Right, so it's some kind of financial resource, right?
Right.
Like if you start a company, you need to find funding, someone to fund you.
So that's it. That's the whole point there, is that funding is a noun, but it's also a verb to fund.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, fund. It's a very fund verb.
The fund. Okay, so that's, you know, it sounds great. So far, so good. And Brian says he appreciates the other person saying that.
Yeah, so if somebody gives you a compliment, it's good to recognize that. I appreciate that. I appreciate you saying that.
Right. And even if someone criticizes you, it's still a pretty useful phrase.
Right? Yeah, for sure. I appreciate your criticism.
Yes, exactly.
So even though I'm crying on the inside.
Even though I'm going to go home and cry all night.
Yeah.
But then he continues, as you know, it's always been hard to find funding.
Right. So when you're arguing, it's not always good to assume that the other person doesn't know. So it's, as you know, I'm sure you know.
Right. And as you know, as we know is another similar phrase.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
As everybody knows.
So in this case, as they know, it's always been hard to find funding. So he's like, hey, you're right, but it's always been hard to find funding.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy at all.
Yeah, but in this case, his coworker's main concern is that this time it's different because they don't have anything to show for their work.
Okay, so main concern.
Yeah, concern here is kind of like worry.
Worry, the problem that I have with this.
It's not, I don't think it's as bad as worry. Like, I'm not really worrying about it, but it's like it's on my mind.
It might make me worry, you know, down the road somewhere.
Yeah, something we need to address or think about right now.
Right. Now, the next phrase in here and the thing that they are concerned about is that we don't have anything to show for our work.
Right. This is a good expression. When you start something and you get some results, like, oh, we're working on this. Look at how good we're doing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you guys might not know this, but Connor is wearing a t-shirt right now.
Yeah.
And you can see those muscles sticking out of it.
Yeah.
I remember when I was young and started to go to the gym,
uh-huh.
you know, pretty soon you could see results.
Yeah,
right?
You
there
can see.
There was something to show for that work.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. By the way, I don't have those muscles yet, but I'm working on
You're
it.
You're working on yeah, it. You got yeah. something to show for it.
Yeah.
I mean, on the other hand, I always remember in the gym seeing people that, you know, they're a little chubby.
Oh,
maybe,
oh yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
you
yeah.
could say. And, you know, they're in the gym all the time, but maybe they go home and eat some really, really bad food.
Pizza.
Lots of pizza yeah. and junk food.
Yeah.
And so they don't really, there's nothing to show for all of their work because
mm-hmm.
they continue to be a little fat.
Right. And that's what his coworker is worried about here. They've been working and working and working, but no results.
No results. Exactly. Now, Brian doesn't necessarily agree with that statement. And
mm-hmm.
he actually says that might be a bit of an overstatement.
Right. So lots of words before overstatement here. I think that might be a bit.
You could also put in a maybe or
a
possibly.
Maybe.
I think that might possibly be a bit of a...
Yeah, an overstatement here.
Mm.
What's that about?
That means, well, you can imagine like over and statement.
Yeah.
It's almost as if you're saying too much.
Yeah, you're saying too much. You're making something more important or bigger than it really is.
Exactly, exactly. So I don't mean you're saying too much in terms of how many words
mm-hmm.
you're using,
yeah.
but just the value or the weight that you put onto them.
Yeah, for sure. For example, a lot of people talk about Trump negatively and they call him all kinds of names like dumb or stupid. You know, that might be a bit of an overstatement because if he got to the presidency, he must be at least a little smart.
I guess. Or lucky.
Or lucky.
Or lucky.
Maybe that.
Or rich. Yeah, lucky
yeah.
and rich.
Yeah,
I think.
Probably those. Yeah.
Now, the thing about that is I might say like, yeah, Trump is stupid, blah, blah, blah. Now, a lot of other people say Trump is dangerous.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that, you know, Trump will bring down the American Republic
mm-hmm.
and the Western world.
Yeah.
You know, okay, give me a break.
Yeah, that might be a bit of an overstatement.
Now, overstatements are fun, but I actually prefer understatements
because mm-hmm, yeah.
there are also understatements where, you know, you almost say something like, you know, Connor is good at podcasting.
Well, that might be a bit of an understatement.
Bit of an
understatement.
Because
I'm awesome at podcasting.
Awesome. Yeah, so I mean, just sometimes when you hear, you know, like Chinese food is delicious or something, you can say like, mm-hmm. well, you know, that's an understatement.
Yeah, yeah. McDonald's hamburgers are delicious.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, one thing that we learn in life is that people see things differently.
Right, yeah. So this is another way to just say, you know what? We can agree to disagree.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Okay, and then again, the coworker says something that people often say when they agree to disagree. I fully understand where you're coming from.
Right, so this is also really important. It's like, I understand your perspective.
Your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's important here too because where someone is coming from
mm-hmm.
versus where someone is from or
yeah,
where someone
yeah.
comes from
yeah, yeah.
are very, very, very different in meaning, right?
Right, right. Yeah. In this case, it's a progressive you are coming from.
Right. Whereas if I said, you know, like where I come from
right,
is,
yeah.
is either talking about like the village that I came from
yeah, yeah.
or like my background.
Mm. Well, yeah, for sure. So, you know, we all have different experiences in life and that shapes our opinion. So this is a really good one to remember, I think.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So, you know, this other person fully understands where Brian is coming from, but isn't so sure if management is going to share that sentiment.
Okay, so I really like this expression, to share a sentiment.
Mm.
First of all, sentiment, it's kind of like your opinion or idea about something.
You could even be feeling.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of sentimental. It's
mm.
based in your feeling, right?
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. Now, sharing a sentiment, of course, is like sharing an idea
mm-hmm.
or feeling or perspective.
Or opinion, yeah,
or opinion.
Yeah, for sure. So you can say this. It's a fancy, polite way to say, I disagree.
Yeah. I do not share that sentiment.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like Brian and his coworker can at least agree on that one.
Right, that management is cheap.
Yeah, management, they don't want to, you know, fork out the big bucks.
They do not. They
yeah.
do not. So then we hear another nice little kind of indirect question here. You know, what if we tried doing this.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so this is really good as well for making a suggestion. What if we tried?
Right.
Yeah, so again, it's like you could say, what if we thought about considering to try?
Right. And this one doesn't need to be used necessarily when you are disagreeing with someone. Mm-hmm. It can also just be when you're coming up with ideas trying to make a plan with mm-hmm. your coworkers. What if we did this? Mm-hmm, or what if we did that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and interestingly here, notice that it's in the past tense, tried.
Yeah, what if we tried? Mm-hmm. What if we wrote down some ideas? Yeah. What if we got some pizza? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not actually the past tense. It's kind of this hypothetical. It's like we're just imagining a future where we try something.
Well, it's the if. The key is the if. Yeah. Right? We usually, Connor and I went to very distinguished universities.
Oh, we did. Yes.
So, old school, grammar teachers would insist that you would say, you'd have to use, it's called, here you go, guys, this is a great little grammar word for you, the subjunctive.
Oh, the subjunctive, yeah, good one.
But, in everyday speech, people don't necessarily care about the subjunctive.
I don't really care very much, but at any rate, it's best to use this in the past tense.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so what are they trying to do, or what should they do here?
Yeah, this is a come up with a contingency plan.
Okay, a fancy word, guys, for Plan B.
Plan B.
Maybe Plan C. Yeah, backup. Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. And it comes from the word contingent, which means to depend on something.
Exactly. So you'll often hear this word used in a little phrase, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Something is contingent on something else, right. Meaning depends on.
It depends on that situation. So if Plan A doesn't work, you go to Plan B. It's contingent on Plan A, not working.
I was just thinking, too, isn't contingent also used for, like, an army unit?
I think so,
contingent of soldiers?
Yeah, I think so. That's kind of random.
I don't know. Is it random? Because it might be the same thing,
Possibly,
If you are an army, you might need that extra unit.
Oh, so it's like a backup unit. Okay, yeah.
Cool. Well, see, we're all learning every day.
Yeah, for sure. And that's just in case things don't work out.
Mm.
And of course, Brian thinks, I think I can manage that.
Okay, so it sounds like, this little disagreement didn't end too terribly.
Mm, they kind of solved it for now.
For now, exactly. Mm-hmm. The most important thing is that they remained professional.
Right, so what do you think? I think it might be good to consider maybe listening to that again.
I want to disagree, but I can't find any reason to disagree.
All right.
Brian, do you have a minute to chat about the project?
Sure, what's up?
I've been looking at the analytics, and it seems like the project is running out of steam. It might be good to consider a new direction.
Oh, I didn't know that's how you felt. I'm aware that it's been slow going, but I feel it's important to give it more time.
That's a good point. And you've done a great job putting it together, but frankly, it's getting difficult to find funding.
Thanks. I appreciate you saying that, but as you know, it's always been hard to find funding.
My main concern is that this time it's different because we don't have anything to show for our work.
I think that might be a bit of an overstatement, or maybe I just see things differently.
I fully understand where you're coming from, but I don't know if management is going to share that sentiment.
I think we can at least agree on that.
What if we tried coming up with a contingency plan, just in case things don't work out?
Okay, I think I can manage that.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue again between Brian and his coworker, and here's a question. What do you think about this? Is it okay to argue in front of your boss when there are, like, people around watching you?
Yeah, that's a good question, because a lot of this language today kind of suggests, yes, like, it's okay. We're doing this, professionally, politely.
Right.
But at the same time, there's nobody else in this dialogue. It's only two people.
Right, but I could imagine this dialogue at a meeting. Yeah, because they're using all these words. It seems like it might be good to.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess if you want to, criticize your coworker in front of other coworkers, go right ahead. Mm-hmm. With the boss, anytime that I've ever disagreed with my boss, and I don't mean Jenny here necessarily.
No.
I mean other bosses. I've usually kind of waited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Yeah, or you wait for a chance to talk to them privately.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And again, these kind of words are probably the words that it's been a while since I've disagreed with my boss, but these were probably the words that I did use, you know, it might be, you know, might be a good idea to consider, possibly, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And you could use these expressions for arguing or talking to your, like, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your roommate, somebody that you really want to avoid a big disaster with.
It's interesting you say that because, I mean, I do find a lot of these phrases would work at work.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, like, because they're so indirect,
yeah,
if you are arguing with your girlfriend or boyfriend, they might be kind of annoyed by it. You know?
That's like, possible. Too much of it,
it's
right?
It's just too much.
Too much. Just say what you mean, right?
It's it's like, you know, I always want to tell my friends who love to sing KTV.
Yeah.
They always want to turn up the reverb.
Okay.
The echo.
Okay.
Echo. You know, a little bit of reverb goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
But too much can just ruin everything.
Good point. Good point. So what about you guys? Have you ever argued at work with somebody? Or, like, how did you handle it? What did you do?
Right. Did you argue at KTV with anybody?
Yeah. So let us know in the comments, and we look forward to seeing those. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, guys.